I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The Constitution's original text set the duration of the president's term in office, but did not specify when elections would be held. Following ratification of the new Constitution, the Confederation Congress set March 4, 1789, as the date for commencing proceedings of the newly reorganized government. Though George Washington wasn't inaugurated until April 30th, March 4th was deemed to be the beginning and thus, 4 years later, the end of his term. In 1845, Congress set Tuesday following the first Monday in November as the date for presidential elections. The result was a four-month lame duck period between the election and the inauguration of a new president. At one time, that long interim might have been a practical necessity, given the challenges of an arduous journey to Washington. But Abraham Lincoln's long delay in taking office crippled his ability to deal with the looming Civil War. The lame duck period following Franklin Roosevelt's election in 1932 put off dealing with the Great Depression. The result was the 20th Amendment, ratified in January 1933, which set January 20th as Inauguration Day. Hibbs Hallmark is looking for the right people to join them in the areas of sales, commercial insurance account management, accounting, and claims adjudication. To explore opportunities for a thriving career with an industry-leading organization, visit HibbsHallmark.com and click on the Careers tab.